Penguin Random House Audio presents The Druid of Shannara, Book 2 of The Heritage of Shannara by Terry Brooks. Read for you by John Lee. Chapter 1. The King of the Silver River stood at the edge of the gardens that had been his domain since the dawn of the Age of Faerie, and looked out over the world of mortal men. What he saw left him sad and discouraged. Everywhere, the land sickened and died, rich black earth turning to dust, grassy plains withering, forests becoming huge stands of deadwood, and lakes and rivers either stagnating or drying away. Everywhere, the creatures who lived upon the land sickened and died as well, unable to sustain themselves as the nourishment they relied upon grew poisoned. Even the air had begun to turn foul. And all the while, the King of the Silver River thought, the Shadowen grows stronger. His fingers reached out to brush the crimson petals of the cyclamen that grew thick about his feet. Forsythia clustered just beyond, dogwood and cherry farther back, fuchsia and hibiscus, rhododendrons and dahlias, beds of iris, azaleas, daffodils, roses, and 100 other varieties of flowers and flowering plants that were always in bloom, a profusion of colors that stretched away into the distance until lost from sight. There were animals to be seen as well, both large and small, creatures whose evolution could be traced back to that distant time when all things lived in harmony and peace. In the present world, the world of the four lands and the races that had evolved out of the chaos and destruction of the great wars, that time was all but forgotten. The King of the Silver River was its sole remnant.